The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So I'll wait another minute so that it is officially 6 o'clock before I start. But in the meanwhile, welcome everyone, and please make yourself comfortable. Make yourself at home. This is your home. Whoever comes to IMC, this is our home. It belongs to you, even if it's your first time. And for practicing loving-kindness meditation, it's particularly helpful to be comfortable. So take a moment to get up and get props, stuff to put under your feet if you're sitting in a chair, stuff to put on your back, on your cushion, on the chair, or any ways you can make yourself physically more comfortable. It's helpful for this particular practice, because it's hard to feel loving and warm when you're feeling physically kind of like in pain. So don't be shy. Get up and get props to make yourself comfortable. Because sitting on those chairs after half hour less than cushy, perhaps. So. And while you're sitting, just move your body a little bit. See what your body needs after a long day. Your arms need to be raised or moved, your neck, your shoulders. Just notice whatever. Maybe your torso needs turning a little bit, stretching. Just whatever movement feels kind of comfortable. Ah, a few deep breaths, settling, stretching, shoulders, chest. Great. If you want to stand up, that's cool too. If you want to stand up and stretch for a moment, do that. Just ask your body what it needs right now. Kindness, gentleness to the body. Kindness, gentleness to this amazing, miraculous body. Taking care starts right here. And then maybe shifting your weight to right to left on your sits bones, finding your center. Ah, so 6 o'clock and 6:01, and I'd like to welcome you again formally to IMC, and also welcome you to Happy Hour. I'm very fond of the name Happy Hour. It's nice to reclaim it in a different way. So who is new to Happy Hour? Anyone? Great! Yeah, wow, this is awesome. Sweet, welcome. Welcome to Happy Hour. It's always nice to have new people. So the reason why we call it Happy Hour is because practicing loving kindness meditation, cultivating friendliness, cultivating care, warmth for ourselves and for others, basically cultivating kindness in our heart, makes us happy as humans. It just makes us happy. Think about a time that you received kindness or you gave kindness, friendliness. You're friendly compared to a time when you were upset and angry at someone and there was not so much kindness. Think about how happy you were in the first case, perhaps, and how unhappy it made you in the second case. You're with me? There's a difference, right? When there is kindness, friendliness in our heart towards ourselves and others, there's more ease, there's more happiness, there's more joy. And when it's not there, it's either flat, when there's opposite, there's unhappiness. So that's why we call it Happy Hour, because this practice makes you happy while you're practicing it. And also the residue stays and grows afterwards, tomorrow, etc., etc. So I'll say a few words about the loving-kindness practice, and the way these happy hours work is then we'll do a meditation together. I'll guide you in a guided meditation that we'll experience together. Your experience, everybody's experience will probably be different, but at least I'll guide you together. And then we'll have a little period of discussion, conversation, and then question and answer in a big group. So with that, I'd like to say a couple words about the practice. As I mentioned, it's a meditation called loving kindness or metta, which is the cultivation of friendliness, goodwill, and it's not supposed to be forced. It's not supposed to be fabricated or created. The idea is you bring attention to what's already there, the sense of friendliness, goodness that's already there. It's inherent in all of us. And you just bring more and more attention to it. And the way that it happens to work for us human beings with the brains that we have is whatever you pay more attention to becomes the inclination of your mind. Whatever you give you more attention to. It's like the story of the two wolves, which many of you might have heard. That a young child, a young boy asks, the story is in the Native American tradition that there are two wolves within you, one that is kind, loving, etc., with all good qualities, and there's another one that's unkind, angry, etc. And they're both within you. And the little kid asks the grandfather, "So which wolf wins, grandfather?" And he says, whichever you feed. So whichever you feed, if you feed the wolf inside you that's kind, if you incline your mind towards friendliness, goodness, let's just call it goodness, that's the wolf that wins. If you incline your mind towards not goodness, anger, difficulty, resentment, hate, etc. That's what wins. That's what becomes part of your character. And unfortunately, we see plenty of that these days in the landscape of our country. So it's particularly important to cultivate, to start where we can, which is inside us. We can change other people, but if we change ourselves, it starts to spread. It does start to spread. So with that, I'd like to invite you one other thing I wanted to say before I start the guided part is, as I said, your experience might be different. I'll be guiding something and the opposite experience might come up and you might think, I'm not doing this right. I can't do this. I'm failing at meditation. I don't belong here. Okay, no, you're not doing it wrong. It's a part of this practice that sometimes the opposite might come up. Say you might be called, wishing yourself well and you might feel unworthy. It's like, oh, those are things that will come up and be purified. It's called the purification practice. Things that may be down, in your psyche in some way, they'll come up. They'll be held also with kindness and they'll move through. So you're not doing it wrong. It's just what needs to come up in order to move through and be processed for goodness to be cultivated completely. So hang in there. Whatever your experience is, you're not doing it wrong. It is what it is. Hang in there. So with that, I'd like to invite you to get into a comfortable posture, whatever that might be for you. If you're sitting in a chair, allow your back to be straight. Allow your feet, the bottom of your feet, to be flat on the ground. Let your shoulders be rolled back just once and then relax them, soften them. Let your hands be on your lap. And if you're sitting on a chair, on a cushion, allowing your back to be straight and then paying attention to the angle in your back so that your spine is supported with ease, not forced. And relaxing, softening and relaxing. Maybe just with a few deep breaths to start with, into the belly, breathing in. Breathing out, and with every out breath, settling into the body a little more. One more. Then a third one, also a deep diaphragmatic breath. Breathe in, hold it. Soften, let go into the body, to the belly. Arriving in this body, and letting the process of breathing to be natural now, not controlling it, doesn't have to be deep, let it be whatever it is. Let the breath come in and out just as it wants, not controlling. Softening and relaxing the muscles. Softening and relaxing the body. Softening the face. If there's any tension in the face. Softening, letting go. Relaxing the jaw. Relaxing the eyes. Relaxing the cheeks. Relaxing the neck. Softening the shoulders. Letting go of the weight of the arms and the hands. Softening, letting go of any tension held in the chest. Or the belly. Softening the belly, the back, your bottom area. Gently brushing with your awareness, your legs, your upper legs, lower legs. Now the whole body, softening, relaxing. If any tension has crept in into your face or anywhere else in the body, just taking a moment with this next out-breath to soften and let go some more. And now, as the body relaxes, the mind can relax and the breath can be relaxed too. Letting the breath come in and out any way it pleases. Let the breath be breathed on its own. Let the belly just pull in the breath on its own, in and out. And all you're doing is really a non-doing. It's really a subtle, very subtle non-doing of just noticing. Noticing the breath within the body. Let the breath be soft, or whatever it is. Notice if you're trying to intentionally breathe. If you're controlling your breath. As part of this practice, we let the breath be natural, whatever it is. You know, before you sat down to meditate, you were breathing and you were paying no attention to your breath. And it just kept coming and going. Just let it come and go exactly as it does. If you notice you're controlling your breath, it's okay. I suggest instead you bring the awareness to rest, to gently rest on the body, on the sensations of the body. Sensations of the hands touching each other or touching your lap. Sensations of your bottom on the cushion, your back on the chair. We'll continue for another couple of moments, just with the body and the breath, just letting the mind settle a little bit to arrive fully in this moment. In the present moment. Then we will open up to a formal loving-kindness meditation. After the mind has settled, the body has settled some more. So there are so many ways to practice loving kindness in different ways to bring it in. And each week we try to explore something different. Today what I'd like to offer and invite you to explore together is kindness, friendliness, and care. For yourself, feeling afflictive emotions. Difficult emotions, whatever their flavor may be, or the flavor that you experience the most or most recently. can be a confusion. It can be sadness. It can be fear, sense of fear in the body and mind. Or it could be anger. Or rage. Or desperation. Or so many other flavors of afflictive emotions. Worry. Anxiety. There's so many different afflictive emotions that visit us human beings, visit each of us. And they're painful or difficult. So for this practice, I'd like to invite you to bring yourself to mind, maybe at a recent time, where you're in the midst of one of these afflictive emotions, and allowing yourself to feel the heaviness, the difficulty, the pain, the suffering that you experienced as a human being. The lack of safety in the mind and heart. It's not feeling happy, not feeling good. And as if we were parenting ourselves, as if we were our own most loving parent, guardian, caretaker, holding yourself with care as if you're holding a child and tending to the child that is you experiencing the afflictive emotion. The anger, the rage, the sadness, the confusion, the worry, anxiety, whatever it might be. And holding yourself as this caring, caring, loving parent. And you can be creative as you want. If you actually want to visualize yourself as a younger version of yourself, hurting. Or maybe at the time recently when you were going through this experience, then seeing yourself being held in whichever way works for you by this caring, supportive, loving, completely accepting version of yourself. It's okay. It's okay, dear one. It's okay. I'm here for you. I know this is hard. I know this has been hard. It's okay. I'm here for you. I feel for you. It's okay. It's all okay. And feeling a sense of care, allowing the sense of care and affection. Feeling of providing safety. Feeling of acceptance. It's okay. It's okay. Because you're really in this practice today, I'm suggesting holding the pain. Not the story, not what brought it about, not whether or not it was justified. None of that. Letting all of that go. Letting all of that go, but just holding a part of you that hurts through afflictive emotions, states of mind, because they are painful. They are painful. Often when we have afflictive emotions, we add more insult to the injury and we feel bad about ourselves for feeling them, whereas perhaps compassion and care is more appropriate because we're hurting. We're hurting more than anybody else when we're experiencing them. When we're angry, it's like lifting a hot coal to throw at someone else. But guess who gets burned first by the hot coal? We do. It's painful. Anger is painful. Sadness, anxiety, confusion, whole range, whatever your flavor is, if I haven't mentioned it. Holding that common bond of humanity, holding that with care and kindness. And I'll actually offer a near relative of loving kindness, which is compassion practice in this case, for yourself. You can offer yourself, may I be free. May I be free from suffering. May I be free from the suffering. May I be free from this difficulty, this sadness. Or you can silently recite, I care, I care. I hold myself with kindness. I care for my own pain. May I be well, may I be safe. May I be free, may I be happy. I care for me. I hold myself with tenderness. And if it works better for you, you can be creative. If it works better for you to hold this image of yourself that's hurting, you can say it as you. You can say from yourself to yourself, a version of yourself that's parenting, reparenting, the version of you that's hurting, or maybe a younger version of yourself. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be free from pain. May you not hurt. May you be happy. I care for you. I hold you. I'm here for you. It's okay. It's okay. I'm here for you. It's all okay. I know this hurts. I know this is painful. It's okay. This is painful. Ouch. May you be free from this pain. May you be free from this confusion. May you be free from this hurt. I hold you. I care for you. I accept you just as you are. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. I care for you. I care for your pain. I'm here for you. I hold you. I accept you. I accept you just as you are. This is hard, dear one. This is hard. May you be free. May you be happy. May you be free. May you be happy. It's okay. I'm here for you. I support you. It's okay. It's okay. This hurts. This hurts. It's okay. I'm here for you. This is hard. I know this is hard. It's okay. I care for you. It is safe. It's okay. Offering yourself safety, offering yourself care, offering yourself goodwill. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be free from this suffering, from this confusion, from this hurt. Or whatever works. The idea is just to hold with care and kindness and gentleness our own suffering. Some people feel it helpful to put a hand on their chest, the middle of their chest, the heart center, as they connect. An experiment if you like to put a hand in the middle of your chest to see what that feels like to connect as you say to yourself, "It's okay, I'm here for you. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay." You are dear. Again, if the story is coming in for the reasons you're confused, angry, sad, hurt, letting the story go, especially if there's any self-blame, this part of practice is just to hold our hurting self with tenderness, just acknowledging the pain, that's all. Just acknowledging and holding the hurting with as much kindness as possible, because through that kindness and gentleness and friendliness and love, other things become possible. Becoming unstuck becomes possible for ourselves and for others. So as I mentioned, there are so many different ways to practice and different times to practice loving kindness. And it's near relative compassion practice. And this was more a compassion practice with it together because it was in response to pain and difficulty and suffering. And what we're exploring today was kind of the opposite of what our tendency tends to be. You know, when we are sad, we get angry at ourselves. Well, why are you sad? Or when you're angry, you're even more angry. Why are you angry? You're confused. Just all these difficult emotions, afflictive emotions that visit us all, part of our human heritage. But then instead of holding them with kindness and gentleness to give them space and allow them to move through, we kind of hit ourselves over the head. So instead, what if we did the opposite? What if we actually acknowledge that, ouch, this hurts, being angry, ouch, this really hurts. Or being sad, of course this is hurting. Holding that with kindness, with gentleness, and seeing how that can shift, into a place that we have not explored. Maybe that will ease the pain into a new path, both for us and people around you. I can say more about it, but I'd like to pause now. And what I'd like to invite you is to get into groups of size of three, roughly. And if you wouldn't mind, just sharing with each other what that was like. And there's no right or wrong answer. Everybody would have had a different experience. If your experience was, it was boring, I fell asleep, that's perfectly fine, or my mind wandered the whole time, that's perfectly fine too. There's no wrong answer. It's just a part of building community and sharing our experience together. So if that's okay with you, if you'd be so kind to get into groups of, say, roughly three, we'll see if we're divisible by three. If we're not, we'll figure it out. So we have a few minutes. You can turn back, come back to the big group. Yes, great. And so we have time for comments and questions, clarifications, either commenting what that was like for you, or if you have any questions, clarifications, anything. So bring it on. Yeah, and actually, wait, we need to, sorry, I forgot to hand you this. You might have to repeat it now.
Oh. Is it on? Oh, yeah, the green light. Yes, thanks.
Yeah, and you have to hold it kind of close. Yeah.
Hi, my name is Bhupal. And what I learned just from talking to others is I'm not alone in having the difficulty to having difficulty staying in the present. There's different thoughts that are going through, you know, entering, exiting my head. So they may not stay very long, but they're constantly, seems like it's more or less happening a lot of the time when I'm meditating.
Yeah.
Or even when I'm doing yoga, it seems like it's the same.
Yeah, and that's a very important realization. That's perhaps the first realization that we make as meditators. And it's really it's hard for the mind to stay in the present moment. That's why it's a practice. And we watch other people, they seem kind of quiet and silent. Oh, yeah, they're doing it perfectly, you know, every breath. And then we talk to them like, oh, you too? Really? And it's such a relief, like, oh yes, that's why it's a practice. Then we stop beating ourselves up because we realize this is the nature of the human mind. This is what it is like. We're not special in that way or defective. That's part of the package of being human. So great. Isn't that nice to have a conversation, figure that out, that's right. This is what this practice is about. So great. It's important. Yeah, were you raising your hand or you're scratching or?
But now
that
Hi, my name is Susan. I really, this is my first time to Loving Kindness Happy Hour, so thank you. I really enjoy the lessons on learning to meditate in loving kindness towards the inner child. You know, the speaking to, the meditating to that self, caring for that inner child that's hurting. Mm-hmm. Whether it's something that happened today or something that happened a long time ago, there's always something. I tend to have care more about other people's hurting than my own a little too much, and forget to take time out to nurture that. I didn't think about incorporating that into meditation practice. So adding that mantra into meditation is an interesting concept.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just saying those words, as I meditate, is an interesting concept. That's new to me. So,
right. Welcome to Happy Hour.
Yes. Yeah. So it's very comforting and fulfilling.
Yeah. Great. Thank you. And it is part of practicing skillful means, and there's so many ways that we can, you know, have creativity, either with saying the phrases to ourselves, imagining a younger version of ourselves as a child. These are all skillful means of bringing in care and friendliness. Because when we care for ourselves, when we resource ourselves, nurture ourselves, that nurturing fills our heart, and we can be more available for nurturing others in the world. You know, have you noticed when you're kind of edgy and crunchy, then you're more, you know, not very nice to be around. But when you're actually nurtured, then you can take care of other people. You're kinder, more loving towards other people. So it starts there. So it is skillful means in this practice. Thank you. Other comments, questions, clarifications? Yeah, please. Okay, we'll start here. Yeah.
My name is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
And I ask God, Buddha, to give me guidance, to simply give me guidance.
And in my meditation this evening, he said, go to this practice. And so, coming here, I met these two ladies, and I met you, and everything you spoke to me, said to me, had so much meaning. And so I understood why he asked me, told me. So tonight, when I go home and I meditate on all this meaning, all this practice, all this experience that I had today, I thank God, Buddha, for God.
Thank you. Thanks for being here.
Namaste.
And if you pass it back there. Yeah. So a couple of different things in what you're asking, and let me just clarify. So one is that when you come to this space, it's both a matter of space, being in a different space, but also it's a matter of being practicing with others, but it's also a guided meditation, right? So if it is the guided meditation, you can listen to it at home also, right? That's one way to bring it home and bring that practice. And another aspect of it is as you practice it more and more, these practices, they become more readily available, right, when you need them. So the next time you find yourself really hurting and then like, wait, I'm bashing myself for being anxious or upset, like, whoa, wait a minute, this is hard. It's okay, sweetie, it's okay. Then it can be helpful at any time. So not directly, with this last bit, I'm not directly addressing the home place, but it's along those lines. Does that help a little bit? Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
My name's Frank, I'd like to make a comment. I want to thank you for so much.
Well, hold on.
I'm sorry. Did somebody else? I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Please.
Yeah.
Exactly. Any, mini, miny, mo. Yeah. No, I think it's off now. Now it is, yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Well, my name is Beatrice.
What she was saying, I felt that if I'm going to be setting up an altar, then I have to carry the altar all over the place. You know, what I'm thinking is that just when I recognize that somebody in my head come and bug me, there's a time. There's a time to step back, do a deep breath, and say,
great.
Twice. And I come here so happy to be here, to find myself, to find the space to be happy inside myself.
Great.
To be kind to myself.
Nice.
And I want to repeat this 3 times a day, 4 times
great.
A day. Any little time
great.
That I'm doing something, that I just, this is so meaningless. And then, yeah, that's it. That's meaningless, but that's what
taking it out everywhere. Yeah. Lovely. Thank you for sharing that. It's cultivating kindness, both here and taking it on the go, wherever you go.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you. And we'll make this the last comment because of time.
Hi, everybody. My name's Frank. It's been some time since I took a loving kindness. Frank is here at the Insight Meditation Center. And, I learned it, about starting with yourself. May you be well.
Mm-hmm.
I meditate in the mornings before my dogs wake up and my birds wake up and my babies wake up, and I can do that at home. This time of the day, there is so much chaos around me.
Mm-hmm.
This time of the day, just the general din. I live on a busy street. The whole house is awake. Everything's going on. There's TVs in faraway rooms and stuff like that I can hear. You know, even if I'm not listening to it, it's there. So it's next to impossible for me to meditate this time of the day.
Right.
I'm so grateful to be here, a happy hour.
Great.
Because this is just awesome to be here.
Great.
This is sanctuary for me to
lovely.
Be able to get out of my little circle.
Great. So lovely that you're here. Yeah, and you can keep that because that'll be the end of it since the time. So thank you so much to everyone for coming and practicing loving kindness, and today was a practice of compassion, really. And just to summarize the way that we're really practicing, I wasn't so much emphasizing a strict set of phrases, because it can be practice with a consistent set of phrases, but it was more conjuring up a feeling of care and compassion for ourselves hurting. And if there are any questions, feel free to come back up afterwards, but we're going to end it now, and I'm going to thank you for being here and practicing. And also to remind you that IMC is basically runs on donations. So if you're so moved to contribute, there are slots there as you walk out. So thanks again so much for being here and practicing. May you be happy. May you be well. Mm-hmm.